Blog Talk Radio.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Lord, because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh, oh. Lord, I worship you.
You are
Jehovah, Jehovah, DC.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, for because of who you are. Good evening, my Kingdom Builder International radio listeners. This is your host on this evening, Pastor Donna Kibble, and this is called Walking in Authority. We thank God for you tuning in on tonight. Have a real good lesson. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm asking you, get your pen, get your pad. You might want to take some little notes tonight. Hallelujah. And while you're doing that, I'm going to take a couple of seconds and just read out some announcements. Amen, amen. This is Kingdom Builder International, and this is a church service. This is Dr. Prophetess Teresa Dodge. She's the pastor, hallelujah, of Kingdom Builder International. And she is located at 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. Service time is every Sunday at 11 a.m. Amen, amen. And then we have what they call Kingdom Builder Development Institute classes. Amen, amen. So if you believe that God is calling you to the ministry and you do not know what to do, give us a call and watch God work. Acts 6:4, but he will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, write this number down, 313, area code 583-7939. Amen. Amen. Now for more excitement, it's time again for the Kingdom Builder International 2016 9th Annual Prophetic Conference, titled Glory Carries with the Mind of Christ. Amen. Save the date, because it's starting on Thursday, May the 12th through Sunday, May the 15th. You still got time to register. Amen. And you can register on Eventbrite. Amen. .com. Any questions, you can call again, 313-583-9739, or email us at conference2016@kingdombuildersplaza.com. Amen, amen. And not just that, but on May the 13th at 6 o'clock, they will have a prophetic dinner theater called The Promise. You absolutely don't want to miss this performance. Amen. Still got time to register, so call in, amen, 313-583-9739. It will be a treat, amen, and it will bless you each and every night. Amen, amen, amen. And now we're going to go into the lesson on tonight. So if you got your pen and your pencil and you got your Bible, your papers before you, let's do St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you a little time here. Amen. God is good. And we're going to start from the first verse, and we're going to go down to the 13th verse. Amen. Amen. And this is a scripture that mostly it should be familiar with you. Amen. So we thanking God for it. Let me just say a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for this opportunity, God. We thank you for the time that you have set aside for this night in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the radio listening right now, God. We thank you, God, that the people will hear what you have to say on tonight, God. We pray, God, that deaf ears will be open and that people will be delivered, God, and healed and set free. God, we honor you tonight. We draw back that you may draw forth, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. And we call it down by faith, for it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, St. Matthew's, if you're just tuning in, it's St. Matthew's, the 25th chapter, and we're going to read from the 1st to the 13th verse. And then the word of God said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. I want you to put an underline right there on that. 5 of them was wise, and 5 of them was foolish. They that were foolish took their lamp and took no oil with them. But, the 4th verse said, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, how many know at midnight God comes in like a mighty rushing wind? At midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all, listen to this, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy yourself. In other words, by yourself, sir. Hallelujah. 10th verse said, and while they went to buy, listen to this, listen to this. The bridegroom came. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost already. And they that were ready went in with him and to the marriage, and the door was shut. Put a underline under the word shut, because sometimes we get shut out of things. Hallelujah. The 11th verse said, afterwards came also the other virgins with an S, saying, Lord, Lord. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch, the last verse, 13, watch, therefore. Underline the word watch. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. Amen, amen, amen. And if I could use for a short topic tonight, put your time in, because payday is coming after a while. Woo! Hallelujah. Did you hear this? Put your time in, because payday is coming after a while. Amen, amen. Now I'm going to go through the scriptures, because it said right here, it said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamp and went forth the bridegroom. Okay, so they was getting ready to meet Jesus. Amen, amen. It's just like how we prepare ourselves for our bridegroom to come. Amen. When we up and getting married and we put on all our clothing and we got everything in order. Hallelujah. And all we need to do is go up to the altar and wait on our groom men to come. Amen. Amen. This is what they were supposed to have did. But listen to this. It said, and 5 of them was wise and 5 was foolish. You hear this? But the foolish ones, they were thoughtless. They was brainless. They was irrational. They were senseless and selfish. They were simple. But the wise, having power to discern, they was aware. They was careful. They was astute. They was educated. They was knowing that what they have to do, because they have to be prepared. They were smart. They was well informed. Listen to this. And they was intelligent. So we had to know what we had to be prepared before it happens. Amen. We can't just go into stuff blindly. But listen to this. The five foolish wives, see, they went into this thing blindly. Because the Bible says, see, they had a choice now, just like the five wise virgins. They knew just what to do. But the five foolish ones figure, oh, I got enough. I can still get in. You know, just like half keeping the commandments. The Bible says if you break one, you break them all. But we figure, oh, well, I kept 8 out of 10. I can make it in. Hallelujah. But this says right here, they that were foolish took their lamb and took, listen, no oil with them. So now what that means? They didn't take extra. Hallelujah. I believe that the five foolish women, they was already set. They probably had sacks of oil, you know, because they didn't want their light to come out. Amen? Amen, to go out. So even if it did, they was already prepared to fill it back up. Amen? Amen. God is good. God is good. And it said right here, it said, while the bridegroom tarry, they all slumber. Who knows that once we get geared up and get all excited, and they get all excited and everything, and you know we get tired. We've exhausted ourselves. Amen. Amen. So while you sitting down waiting on your ride or waiting on the groom to come, I mean, Lord have mercy, we fell down, and the next thing you know, we fell asleep. Isn't that like what we do anyway? Amen. We fell asleep. So because they was waiting on God, and it said, and at midnight, there was a cry made. Well, who know? Who know before that, they thought that they knew the time that God was going to come in, that bridegroom. Sometimes we don't know the time. And with God, how can we get familiar? God don't want us to have a familiar spirit, that we got familiar, that we going to know when God comes. Because the Bible said that we don't know the day or the hour in which our Lord comes. Amen. Amen. So while we got this time, we got to put our time in. We got to put our time in preparing. I feel the Holy Ghost. We got to start preparing ourselves. Put that word down, preparing. We have to prepare. Like I said, prepare for the coming of the Lord. Amen, amen. Paul, that was John who said, he said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He said, because one that's coming is greater, hallelujah, than I. Woo, hallelujah. And they didn't understand what they had to do. See, they thought that they was already ready. They thought that Jesus was going to accept what they had. Well, who know about Cain and Abel? Amen. Cain didn't like Abel. Abel, he took his time and prepared the offering for God. But Cain just threw it all together and just presented it to God, and God refused it. So because of that, what did he do? He killed his brother. That was jealousy. That was hatred. That was bitterness. But how many knows what type of sacrifice that we want to give God? We don't want to give God 99.5 because it won't do. God said it's either whole or nothing. You don't want God to half heal you, do you? You want God to heal you and make you whole. Amen? Amen. And then it said, while the bridegroom tarried, how they all fell asleep. And then at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Amen, amen. And so when the bridegroom came, the five wise virgin was ready. Hallelujah. They was all ready. And the foolish said, oh, well, can you give us some oil for our lamp that's gone out? What? This is all I have for me. What was your portion there? Why? See, some of us look for other people to always fill their cup. But who knows who had to fill the cup here? Jesus. We have to ask Jesus to fill our cup and let it overflow. We have to quit looking for someone to help. Amen. Amen. No. This Bible said that this way is a narrow way. Two men can't walk it. Hallelujah. Because one of us is going to fall off. Hallelujah. But it said, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps is all gone out. You hear this? But listen to what the wise said. But they answered, saying, not so. In other words, they said, let there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy yourself. In other words, get up, go back to the market. Hallelujah. And then now, lamer term, we would say, go to Zares. Well, not Zares no more, but go to Target. Ooh, I'm telling my age. They go to Target, or the big store now is Walmart. Let's go to Walmart and get some oil. Hallelujah. But, see, they wasn't prepared. How many know when we're not prepared, we can't receive? We're ready to receive what God has. I want to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. I want to be prepared so when it's my turn, I can ask God, fill me up, God, and let it overflow. When it's my turn, I don't have to run to nobody and say, oh, I ran out. Can you help me? No, because God give us ample time to prepare ourselves. Amen. They already knew that the bridegroom was coming. They just didn't know when, but they stayed that the bridegroom was coming. So God allowed them ample time. Ample time. You got this? He allowed them ample time to get themselves together. Amen. And listen to this. It said, number 10 said, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they was ready. They that was ready went in to the marriage, and the door was shut. Oh, my God. You telling me that only the one that was prepared and ready got to go in? Amen. And it said once they went in, what did he do? He shut the door. Now, what this remind me of? When God told Noah to build an ark, and he knew that afterwards, when it started to rain, that the people was going to bam on the door and say, let me in. But what God did, hallelujah, and he made the window so far up, you couldn't even climb to break through the window. And everyone that was left out because they didn't believe what? It was going to rain. They didn't believe that. So they got left out again. Amen. And that's what it said. Luke 13. I'm going to read this. Luke 13, 25. It said, when once the master of the house is risen. Get this now. Get this. Get this. It said, once the master of the house is risen up and has shut, listen, the door, and ye begin to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye were. It was an old song they called, a picture they called The Car. You know, and the car was crazy, but it sang all these songs. But one song it sang was, keep a knocking, but you can't get in. They kept knocking and knocking and knocking, but they couldn't get in. It said, then ye shall begin to say, eating and drinking in the presence, and thou hast taught us in the streets. In other words, God, we ate with you, we drank with you, amen. You taught us out in the street. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not when she was. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Do you hear that? Workers of iniquity, there shall be weeping and gushing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you are yourself thrust out. Oh, my God, that would be a hurtful thing that we have served God all we know how, and at the end, God said, turn from me, thou workers of iniquity. You thought that you can get by. Well, it's all right. I told a half lie. You're not getting in. Well, it's okay. You know, I made a cuss word and I slipped and I cussed out everybody. You got to go back and you got to ask God to forgive you. Amen. We just can't. If the Bible said we scarcely making it in. Woo! We should be planning now. Amen. We should be planning now what to do. Amen. And it said, afterwards came also the other verses saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Oh, my God. But he answered and said, verily I said to you, I know you not. In other words, I'm not acquainted with you. I don't know you. You didn't obey what I said. You didn't hearken your heart. You didn't go when I told you to go. You didn't shut up when I said shut up. All right? You didn't humble yourself when I said humble yourself. The Bible said watch as well as pray. We have to believe that when Jesus says something, we can bank on it. Hallelujah. God said let every man be a liar, but what? Let his word be true. We have to learn to put our time in. Sometimes we can put our time in fasting. We put our time in fasting because the Bible said most things come through fasting and praying. We have to put our time in to fast and pray. We have to put our time in to visit the sick. We have to put our time in to feed the hunger. We have to put our time in to work and open up shelters. Amen. We have to put our time in through giving. We have to put our time in through paying tithes and offerings. Amen, amen. Because put your time in. Why? Because payday is coming after a while. God's going to pay you. You got a job that you get up every day and you go to. And in the end of that week or 2 weeks, what are you expecting? Yes, you're expecting your paycheck because you put your time in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And it said, but I answered and I said, I know you not. But 13 said, watch therefore, for we know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man come. Amen, amen. You know what? I don't know when God's coming, but I want to be ready. I don't want to be thoughtless and without any brain and senseless and simple. But I want to be wise, you all. We want to be wise as a serpent. Hallelujah. Because payday is coming after a while. Everything in life is a seed. When you plant that, that means you're going to grow a harvest. Amen. Amen. So we need to put time in and planting something. Do a search on, oh, Lord, who can I bless today? Hallelujah. What ministry I want to give to? If I don't have a church home, who am I going to ask to pay my to give my tithes to? So ask God. Ask God that you want everything paid. You want God to bless you because when you give that harvest, God moves right on in. Amen. Amen. It's just like if you want mercy, then you got to show yourself merciful. If you want friends, then you got to show yourself friendly. If you want your marriage to work, then you have to make some improvements. Amen. You have to make a fresh commitment to love and to honor and to cherish your spouse. Amen. Amen. You can't let nothing get in the way. Because Galatians 6 said, whatsoever a man sow it, that shall he also reap. These virgins here, the wise ones, they didn't sow good seeds. Their seeds were sown into good ground, and the sowing was preparing for them, and they did not prepare. But God, in his infinite wisdom, God moves on behalf of a sower. Because he said, whatever you sow, you should reap. And whatever you reap, it should be plentiful. I feel God's anointing. So God wants us to know how to sow, how to hold on, how to trust him. Amen. Amen. We have to hold on because it said that we need to hold on to God's will because we will reap. What if we faint not? So in other words, be not weary in well-doing. Amen. Be not weary because God still has the last say. He's going to come in, man, when we couldn't come in ourselves. He's going to teach us to love. He's going to teach us to hold on. Oh, my God. He's going to say, I don't want you to be like the five foolish virgins because they wasn't prepared. He said, in other words, right now, saints, stop preparing yourself right now because you have a harvest out here. Whoa, that is so big that God said even a cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. And if we belong to God, we got a whole sheep of harvest that's coming our way. We can reap laughter. We can reap finance. We can reap healing. Hallelujah. We can reap encouragement. Amen. We can reap love. Hallelujah. Love is the most important because God said without charity, what? It suffers loss. In other words, I don't believe these five foolish women had any type of love in their heart, because if you have love, you're going to want to prepare yourself for your bridegroom. When you have love, you're going to want to do what you have to do to get yourself ready. Amen? Amen. And this is what we want, because when it's time to meet the bridegroom, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're talking about we're going to have a time. Man, we going to sing and shout and cut a spell. Hallelujah. And laugh and dance. God is good. This is what he's looking for. He don't want us to be sad because we're mad. Do you know, I believe it breaks God's heart. It breaks his heart when he got to turn his back on us. Did you know that? It breaks God's heart. Because why? He made us. He is our creator. Amen. 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 And this is what God is saying. He said, come on. Come on. He said, come on. Put your time in. Because I'm about to pay you. Put your time in. I'm about to order some miracles for you. Put your time in. Because I got some doors that are about to open for you. Put your time in. Because I got some doors that you don't need no more, but I am about to shut it. Put your time in. Because he said, payday. God's going to pay you. Hallelujah. If men had to pay us, they hold back our money. They won't pay us on the week they said. Man, I used to babysit. Years and years ago, and these two children I used to babysit, and for a month it was fine. And then after that, the woman would come to my house and she said, you know, they didn't pay me all my money. Or they started taking money out of my check. Or this or that. Or I'm working too late and I have to let the kids sleep overnight. You know what? I was taking advantage of me. So she was paying me on her time. But no, you know how sometimes you come to your senses. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you saying, wait a minute, hold up here. But I thank God for right now, because you know what? I'm putting my time in. I need a lot of things from God. So I'm putting my time in. I put my prayer time in. I put my time in and reading the word. I put my time in calling people up, encouraging them. I put my time in going to somebody's house. I put my time in going to the hospital. I heard that my next door neighbor, she was having chest pain and was rushed to the hospital. Hallelujah. You know what? I told my husband, I need to go see her. That's my next door neighbor. Oh, no. And she's a young woman. She's only about 40. She's a young woman. But the devil is a liar here. We want to be prepared because we want God to come in and do everything that we need him to do for us. Man, you know what? The song said, call on Jesus and he will answer prayers. Call, if we call on Jesus, God will answer prayer. And I'm looking for God to answer prayers right now. I'm looking for God to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can even ask a thing. I'm looking for God to move mountains. And if I'm looking for God for myself, you need to look for God too. Because the song said, try him. Oh, and see if he can be completely yours. We have to learn how to try God. We have to learn how to walk in his will. We have to learn not to be foolish, but to be wise. We have to learn to count on God. No matter what, we have to count on God. Man, if I counted on myself, man, I would have been gone a long time ago. But I thank God for mercy right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because I'm on the mercy train. And the mercy train is not going to stop for me until I get the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm on and what they used to say, I'm on a glory bound train. Hallelujah. This train, this train, that's why I'm talking about payday. Put your time in, because this train don't carry no liars. This train don't carry no backbiters. This train, whoa, my God. This train don't carry no abuser. This train. This train is bound for glory. Whoa, I feel the Holy Ghost. This train is bound for glory. This train is the type of train we want to be on. So as you go through your day, as you fit your schedule in, remember, put your time in, because payday is truly knocking at your door. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God will put you on somebody's heart. Hallelujah. And they will come knocking at your door bringing you something. God will put you on somebody's heart, and they will deposit money into your bank account, and you wouldn't even know how it got there. God, ha na 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 di 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 da sha, woo, ha na 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 di di da. God will do it when the enemy said no, and you out there looking for a place. God will turn around and they will call you up, and you know they said no. God will have them call you up and say, oh, I opened up the door for this apartment. I opened up the way for your house. I opened up the finance to get your car. I opened up a way for your children to go to school. I opened up a way for their tuition to be paid. That's the type of God we serve. But you got to do something, too. You got to put your time in. Hallelujah. I don't don't care if it's 5 minutes you starting. You give God 5 minutes of praise. That's how you can put your time in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can read the scripture and say, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. What it say? Yea, though I walk through the valley. Come on now, come on now. I know y'all reciting it with me. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what I will fear no evil, because you put your time in. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. For he said, thou art with me. That means he said, I will never leave you, Donna. I will never forsake you, Donna, even to the end of time. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then it said, thou preparest a table before me. That's me. You, her, him, all of us, the pastors, the apostles, amen, amen, the elders, the ministers, and any of those that God called, he said, I will prepare a table before you and me in the presence of our enemy. And not just that, he said, I'm going to show you up with him. He said, thou will anoint my head with oil. My head, your head with oil. And it said, my cup runneth over. Surely, listen to this. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what I'm talking about. We want a dwelling place. We want a dwelling place with God. Hallelujah. We want a place that can't no devil in hell pluck us out. Hallelujah. We want a place where God said he encamped us with his angel. We want a place that God said the blood has got you covered. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to play. So when we learn to put our time in, payday is coming after a while. God is paying me for certain things that I'd already put in. I'd have put in some things. I don't even care to say, but I have put in some things. I'd have withstood some things. Oh, yes, I have. I was broken, but I'm restored. So if you put your time in, I guarantee you right now, those that have been broken, God say he's going to restore you right now. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, you put your time in, God will heal your body. I guarantee you right now, if you tell somebody you sorry and you know that you have come up against them, God will open up a door and he will bless you openly. And you can't say nothing but, God did it. God did it. We can't pass over stuff and we waiting on God to move. You want a house, but yet you don't know how to treat nobody. You want a home, but you can't clean up your house. Why God going to give you a blessing and you can't even keep what he gave you clean? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to know where we stand with God. We can't take it lightly. We can't give God anything. No, that's not what he's saying. That's why the five foolish virgins, they just thought that they could prepare themselves any way they wanted to. But you can't. You can't. If Hannah hadn't prayed, she wouldn't receive the son. Hallelujah. Listen to me, good. Listen to me. If she hadn't prayed, she sure wouldn't receive none. If Moses didn't go up on the mount and cry out to God, he wouldn't have known that God had called him to be a deliverer. He had to put his time in. Every day he had to go, and weeks at a time, he had to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. That's what God said. And then, too, we don't belong to different ones. We belong to God. You always talking about these my people. No, they're God's people. And God is the one that knows how to move on our heart. God said he's the only one that can tame a tongue. Amen. And he's the only one that can move on the heart. So while you're preparing your night, you think about some things that you want from God. You think about how you need God to help you. Amen. You think about that. You think about where you want God to come up and be for you. You think about what you need God to do. I encourage you tonight, pressing on. I encourage you to stay on the narrow path, even when it's difficult, even when your feet slip. God will still give you strength that you won't fall all the way down. He will pick you up. Amen. For when you sow a seed, I want you to respect a good harvest. Amen. Amen. You need to respect. Oh, the devil is a liar. You need to receive a good harvest that's coming your way, because I prophesy today in Jesus' name that you shall come forth as pure gold, and that whatever you plant, hallelujah, that God will give an unnatural, supernatural blessing for you, that God will open up doors that you know couldn't be open, and he will shut doors right now that you need to be shut, that God will advance. I hear the word advance. God will advance you in your job. God will advance you in promotion. God will advance you with members to fill your church. God will advance you in your finance. And honey, somebody put something in your account, and you be saying, where did this come from? And I'll be laughing all the way. God is a good God. He will advance you. Oh, yeah. And I hear higher heights and deeper depths. Whoa, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is what God is saying. But we got one credential. Put your time in, okay? Put your time in, because payday is coming after a while. Whoa, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for payday. We thank God because we're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Now, Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for your word, for you said payday is coming after a while. I thank you, God, for the listener, God. I thank you, God, that they will take it, God, and they will suck with it, Father, in Jesus' name, that they will digest it, God. Glory be to God, and it will be food for their soul. I thank you, God, for every listener, and I ask that you bless them, God, supernaturally so, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that they may even ask or think. I ask you on this evening, God, that someone is in dire need right now, but we pray healing upon them right now in Jesus' name. Someone is crying and so weary right now. Mother is sick, but God said, hold on, because help is on the way. Some need a job right now. We decree and declare jobs opening right now in Jesus' name. We decree positions got to be filled. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if they overlook your name, they will have to go back and call you up. I decree testimonies for when I come back on the air. Testimonies. You will come and give your testimony. testimony what God has done for you. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for moving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. You're such a good God, and we honor you, and we give you the praise, God, for it is in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Now we thank you, and if someone out there might not be saved tonight, or they might just be a backslider and want to come back, we thank you for them. We're just going to go over this short prayer and just repeat with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you asking to forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and come in and sup with me. Wash me with hyssop so I shall be clean, and create in me a clean heart and renew within me the right spirit. I thank you for renewing me in Jesus' name. Now, if you said that and repeated that, the angels in heaven is rejoicing right now. Amen, amen. And we thank God for it. Amen. And not just this, but get this. My apostle, Apostle Tyrone Pulliam, amen, he's our chief apostle. He's having, which is also with God's on the Move Ministry and Warfare International Ministry. And he's already having a backsliding conference. Listen, I want you to write this down, because those that recited the prayer on tonight, and if you're in the Chicago area, amen, on May the 22nd, 2016, 5119 South Halsted, amen. Amen, amen. And we would like for you to come out in this size at 4 p.m. Amen. And we it's going to be a lot of people there, a lot of teachers, amen. And Apostle is one of them. And then he has his anointed sister, Dr. Russ, amen, amen. And then her husband, Apostle Ulysses Russ, hallelujah. And then we have the pastor, amen. I call him Pastor / Apostle, amen. Michael Delaney Saint Jr., amen. And God is, along with myself, amen, and Apostle Elvin Dennis, God is a good God. Amen. And those that are affiliated with Warfare International and God's on the Move Ministry, God has a treat for you. It will be laying on hands, prophesizing, delivering, rejuvenating, restore, revive. In Psalms it says, will thou not revive me again? Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost, because it's time to be revived. We're living in dangerous time, and it's time to be revived, and we want to be ready. So you need to come on out to the backsliding conference. Amen. And it's going to bless your soul. And you don't have to be a backslider to come now. Oh, no, the devil is a liar. You don't have to be a backslider, because we have people that's not backslider, but we need you to come to. Amen. Because there's some things that God wants to do for you. Amen. And he wants to talk in your spirit. Amen. And he wants to encourage you, and he wants to bless you. So let me give you the date again. The date is May the 22nd, 2016. The address is 5119 South Halsted, Chicago, Illinois, at 4 p.m. Amen. Amen. We're looking forward to see you. And if you need more information, you can look up Apostle Tyrone Pulliam on Facebook. Amen. Or one of the ones I call on Facebook, and you can get in touch with him through there. Amen. Amen. So God is good. And I know I normally will open up the phone lines, but it was sort of like a bad connection, and we couldn't, the internet wasn't set up, so we couldn't open up the line. But I tell you what, if you would like to send me an email, amen, write this down. The email is dmkministries, MINISTRIES, 2016 at gmail.com. Amen. Amen, amen. And not just that, get this. I have been asked to come two times. So every second Tuesday and every third Tuesday, I will come on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise for that. We thank God for the open doors. Amen. We thank God for everything that he's done. We thank God for the prophetess, Apostle Teresa Dots. We thank God for her that's over the Kingdom Building International. We thank you, Apostle. We love you. Amen. And we love you too, Prophetess Dana. Amen. Amen. For opening up a door for me. God is truly good. So you know what? We will say, let's do this again after a while. So stay tuned every Tuesday, every second Tuesday and every third Tuesday of the month starting June. Amen. Starting June, I will come in. So tell your friends, tell your sisters, tell your brothers, tell your pastors. Amen. Tell your bishop, your apostles. Amen. To listen in that I will be coming on the air. And I truly thank God. Now, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. Now, we ask you to bless these seeds right now, to bless them, God. Everyone, God, that plant a life in you, Lord, show up in them a harvest, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they need, God, that we believe right now that their needs shall be met. And we glorify you, God, and we give you honor and we give you praise, for it is in Jesus' name. Tonight, we thank God that you listen in. And it's about 7:57. And you know what? I sort of miss you all talking back to me. Amen, amen. But if you want to write something, you can pull it up and just go back and write me, drop me an email line. Amen. And that's dmkibbleministry2016@gmail.com. And the show is Walking in Authority Hour. And I thank God for you all being here. I thank God for you listening in. Amen. So I decree a bountiful blessings to each and every one of you on tonight and the rest of the week, a prosperous week. God bless you and good night.